Okay, now that moment that we've all been waiting for, we're going live to Kew Gardens. Anna O'Neill is with the legend. Hands on your head, Mo Farah, take it away.
Hello, Jenny. I hope you are doing the Mobot. I'm sitting here in Kew Gardens on a bench with Mo Farah. I never thought I'd be saying that, but there you go. This job is, it's stranger than you think sometimes, isn't it? Anyway, here he is. Hello, Mo.
Hello, how are you doing?
Welcome to BBC London 94.9.
Cool, no worries, now. Thanks for having me.
Now, fresh from your 3,000 metre win yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good win to be racing again. The Olympic Stadium was great. Got a great crowd and, it was a great day.
And you're here today launching this Richmond Running Festival that's happening on the 22nd of September.
Yeah, it's great to have the Richmond Festival here. I've taken part in the park, Kew Gardens. Never been done before, so it's very exciting. It's going to be on 22nd of September. And it's great to, have Nike behind this. This is what, young athletes need, as well as, adults and everything else. But it should be great.
I'm going to be hearing from a couple of those children that were running with you earlier in a little while. But there's a half marathon, isn't there, involved in the Richmond Running Festival?
Yeah.
Are you going to be running that?
Unfortunately, I won't be here. But, my foundation will be here, Mo Farah Foundation.
Because you are going to run the actual London Marathon, aren't you?
In April.
How different is that from running sort of 3,000 metres or running 5,000, 10,000? How different is that in terms of your training and what you have to do?
It's different. It's a lot different. It's a lot longer. I'm excited. I've never competed in a marathon before. I've done a few half marathons before. But, it's double the distance. But it's always exciting. And the more exciting thing is, you get to run the street of London and hopefully we'll have great support as a country. Everyone gets behind me and it's nice there to see, because it gives you great confidence and gives you a good boost.
But what's it like being Mo Farah after you won that double gold at the Olympics? Is it absolutely crazy? People just like coming up to you and you just don't get any peace and quiet? Everybody wants a piece of you because you are now the nation's beloved, aren't you?
No, it's good. It's good to have the nation behind you. And like myself, a lot of times I'm in training camp, so I'm not in the UK as much. But, when I'm here, just do what you can and just enjoy it.
Do they still feel like London's your home?
London's home. Home's London.
Is it?
Yeah, have to be.
Now, listen, we are talking on the Janet Barnett Show this morning about being a parent and how having a baby, being a parent, changes your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You recently had twins. I know you've also got a stepdaughter. How has that changed your relationship? Tell us, give the listeners your insight.
I've got a daughter, 7-year-old Rihanna, who's the oldest, and then I've got my twin girls. And as a parent, you just do what you can and get involved. And, a lot of times I'm away in training camps, which is hard. But when I come back, I just get involved and do what you can as a parent.
Typical parent, I suppose, are you? Being married to Mo Farah and having children with you is probably, not the same as having a normal husband, in inverted commas.
It's probably harder, I would say to you, definitely. Because for what you do, what comes with it. Mm. It's not all smooth sometimes. It's, a lot of stuff comes with it. And as an athlete, you have to deal with things. But, if you're quiet somebody, then it's different. It's different.
Because weren't you saying in the press yesterday, was it, that your twins didn't recognise you when you were away so long?
Yeah, I've been away for 2 months and one of them still couldn't recognise me. The other one didn't even want to come close to me. And she's like, I'm trying to pick her up and she started crying and she didn't recognise me. And I had to it's taken me 2 days and then that 2 days taking me, I'm going away again.
Oh, well, listen, we wish you the best of luck, Mo, both with your lovely family and also, of course, you've got the World Championships coming up in Moscow.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it. Should
and now you've got a win here.
Yeah.
You're hoping for a win there, of course.
Yeah, it's very exciting, yeah.
Brilliant. Mo, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us here on BBC London 94. But now, I said earlier, Jenny, that you'd be hearing from some of the young people who've been running with Mo this morning. Have a listen to Grace and Abigail, age 7. They were telling me how excited they were to see Mo this morning.
Well, it was very exciting because it's very special. It's like, oh no, you have to pay money, but no.
But you've seen him for free?
Yeah.
And what about you, Abigail?
I think it's nice to see Mo because he's really hardworking and he really tries his best.
He really is. And you two ladies were having a little conversation a minute ago about Mo coming to England, weren't you? What were you saying?
Well, when he was about our age, he came to England because he lived in a very poor country, and he came here to learn, and he didn't speak our language, so he had to have private classes in school.
Oh, that sounds like me. I've had to have private classes. He's hardworking, he does his best, and he gets involved.